Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Austin Price, Chris Bryan in with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget, bands on the beach tonight. Already for that, it's going to be a beautiful evening for that weather-wise. Austin's all over that. Coming up in a couple of minutes, discussing the weather and traffic together. But now let's look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
New details have emerged regarding three lawsuits initiated against Jay Hospital and Baptist Healthcare. In February, it was reported that several hospital employees captured unauthorized and demeaning photographs of three patients without their consent. These images were allegedly shared on the social media platform Snapchat. Zarzar Law is currently offering a $5,000 reward to the first individual who can provide photographs that are corroborated and verified as authentic.
Number two.
The ongoing government shutdown is now affecting the final month of scheduled October practices for the Blue Angels. This week, the team appears to be conducting unscheduled practices on board NAS Pensacola. Fans have gathered at the Target parking lot on Blue Angel Parkway to watch these off-schedule sessions take place.
Number three.
The 90th Pensacola Interstate Fair making its return this week. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons confirmed new safety measures will be in place with six camera towers, drones, over 60 uniform and plainclothes deputies, a clear bag, and a no weapons policy. And it's all set to go starting on Thursday at 4 o'clock. It is already 5:15. News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in with the weather and traffic together.
Thank you, sir. We got some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Luckily, that's the only problem we have on Highway 90 that's pretty major at this time. Do have some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area right as you are passing the public supermarket at Windhaven Plaza. Got a wave of congestion for you there. Outside of that, there's several stuff in several areas, I should say, in Pensacola giving us trouble. The intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street. That's where Brent Lane meets Beverly Parkway. I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North ramp has congestion pushing you back onto I-110 North. Also got some busy intersections outside of Brent and Palafox, such as Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and also Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Going to be sunny mostly. Sunny mostly clear for the rest of this work week, and tomorrow's high only going to be around 85.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
UWF is considering the removal of Juneteenth as one of the 8 paid holidays for employees. Dropping the event from the calendar falls in line with a series of decisions UWF has made to purge diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from public institutions. The Board of Trustees is going to vote on the proposed calendar changes December 11th. That will happen in the University Conference Center.
All righty, and an investigation is underway after a semi-trailer fire at a local tire shop. Fire crews were called to Smith's Tires on North Pace Boulevard Monday evening, where they found a trailer of used tires burning behind the building. Firefighters were able to contain the fire after only around 15 minutes, luckily, and nobody was hurt, but the damage was contained to the trailer.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Today, October 14th, is officially observed as the National Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Florida Senator Rick Scott introduced a resolution in September to establish the designation, which subsequently received Senate approval. Additionally, House Bill 125 was filed on October 8th. If it is enacted by the legislature, the bill will take effect beginning July 1st, 2026.
And a new bill would require Florida teachers to take an oath. House Bill 147 was filed yesterday by State Representative Tom Fabricio. It would require teachers to abide by a constitutional oath before being allowed to teach in the state. If passed, the bill would become law on July 1st of next year.
Life in prison for the matriarch of a wealthy South Florida family convicted in the hired killing of her ex-son-in-law. Boy, that would be something, wouldn't it? I had to explain that one to the family. Lisa Lacera has the report.
Donna Adelson was found guilty last month of first-degree murder, conspiracy, and solicitation. In addition to the life sentence on the murder charge, he faces an additional 30 years for the other two counts to be served consecutively. Her former son-in-law, Daniel Markle, a prominent Florida State University law professor, was in a bitter custody battle with Adelson's daughter when he was shot and killed at his home in Tallahassee. Adelson, who's 75, made an emotional plea at sentencing, swearing she's innocent, and called her trial a miscarriage of justice. She claims the jury was swayed by years of negative media coverage and has promised to appeal. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Chris, I know you've been all over the place. You ever been a Whole Foods guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then you're in luck, because Whole Foods Market is expanding its presence in Florida. The natural grocery chain is set to open a new store in Brevard County on November 6th. The 37,000-square-foot store will be located on Vieira Boulevard in Rockledge. There are currently 32 locations in Florida, three of which opened this year.
An old-school Florida tourist attraction is shut down. Kind of sad after 70 years in business. Tom Rigotti has the story on News Radio 92.3.
The Miami Seaquarium has closed. It gained international fame as the filming location for the 1960s TV series Flipper and thrilled generations of tourists with trained dolphin and orca shows. These folks say they'll miss the attraction.
The culture of Miami, man. Leave Miami's aquarium alone.
I love it. Like, it's actually really cool to see the dolphins there.
But Sunday's closure of the park that opened in 1955 was celebrated by animal rights activists who had lobbied for decades to free the marine mammals inside. The park was beloved by those who grew up visiting the landmark, but plagued by persistent animal welfare complaints. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Well, state lawmakers have filed matching bills, House Bill 107, Senate Bill 142, which allows survivors of domestic violence, dating violence, sexual violence, or stalking to terminate their rental agreements without financial penalties. The inability to afford early termination fees or forfeited deposits often forces survivors to remain in unsafe homes. The 2026 Florida Legislature convenes Tuesday, January 13th, 2026.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another quick check of your roads and weather, which is much needed, might I add. Also, we'll get some hard-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who is Jesus? Some people say he was a prophet or a rabbi. Some say he was just an interesting historical figure. Really, the question, who is Jesus, is the most important question facing mankind. He wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth, but he was more than that. The Bible explains that he is Jesus the Christ. He is the Anointed One, the Messiah. Jesus isn't just a prophet, but he is the prophet. He is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? The best answer is, He is God. I encourage you to rejoice in Him and give your life to Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS.
New South Proud!
Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the protests at City Hall in Pensacola over the Drag Queen Christmas. This has become a growing and ongoing controversy, both sides actually being represented fairly well in the conversation. Wheel of Fortune was preempted locally due to baseball, but we watched it. It is available online. You can watch it at our Facebook page, and we talked about the content promoting Pensacola. Love seeing the Blue Angels on the prize wheel. Very cool. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. Appreciate the ride home today. And influential reports out with projections for the global economy as policymakers gathered in Washington today. Lillian Wu has the report.
The International Monetary Fund revealing its latest forecasts on the world economy, saying it's shown unexpected resilience in the face of President Trump's tariffs, which have so far proven less disruptive than expected, but also saying the full impact is still emerging. The IMF projecting that the U.S. economy will expand 2% this year. That's slightly higher than the 1.9% forecast in July. It believes the global economy will grow 3.2% this year, up from a 3% estimate in July. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
5:24. News Radio 92.3, stocks ending mixed today. Not a bad day. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed, but the Dow rebounded following steep earlier losses after U.S.-China trade tensions re-escalated. While speaking at an economic conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy, a sign that the central bank will likely cut its key interest rate two more times this year. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, American Express, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, NVIDIA, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 203 points, the Nasdaq down 173, S&P 500 down 10. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:25, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, just look at him. He's ready to go with the traffic and weather conditions. And if he looks over his left shoulder, he'll see traffic backs up on that transition road for the 110 freeway to Davis Highway.
Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. We have had
it gets worse.
We've had people reach out to us, letting us know about hiccups and everything. Yeah. But we
appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Always be sure to text in 850-437-1620. But there has been multiple accident reports and a lot of busy intersections, especially. So let's get into it. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, got a lot of congestion there. Also got some on Michigan Avenue. This is going to be as you are traveling westbound. And the reason why this is so backed up is because there is an accident report in that area. This is right in front of the Seaflower Massage and Spa, if you know where that is. So be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues at the intersections of Brent Lane and Palafox Street, Burgess Road and Palafox Street, and Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. Also I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North ramp. That has gotten bad enough to where congestion is pushing you back onto I-110 North just barely. Outside of that, just Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 65 right now. The next few days are going to be highs in around the mid-80s. We're going to see the highs drop a little bit on Friday. And late Saturday may have some slight rainfall chances.
5:26, News Radio 92.3. Let's take a ride and a walk down the weather road this afternoon, if you will. Locals along the East Coast faced severe weather conditions this past week, and they had that nor'easter move through there, and it was just messy. Brandi Campbell, she is in Virginia Beach this afternoon with the details on News Radio 92.3.
Over the weekend in Virginia Beach, we felt the brunt of the impacts from the nor'easter, from some rain, the wind impacts, coastal flooding, and of course, the rough ocean conditions. On Sunday, an offshore buoy measured up to 12-foot waves and winds peaked around 51 miles per hour. Thankfully, rain wasn't a big factor for us as we had about an inch and a half measured at some weather stations around town. I met a visitor who said he traveled to the coast just to experience the nor'easter. Another resident says for him, nor'easters tend to have a worse impact than hurricanes. Stick with us on Fox Weather for those continued updates. For now, in Virginia Beach, in Virginia, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
President Trump says he's in the process of shutting down programs popular with Democrats amid the ongoing government shutdown. Trump told reporters today he's going to release a list of the programs on the chopping block Friday. He said the programs are socialist and semi-communist, and they're never coming back.
Veterans groups are calling on Congress to ensure servicemen and women are paid even during the government shutdown. Cornell Scott's in with the latest.
Kyle Ann Hunter, CEO of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, said even before this current shutdown,
nearly half of our active duty service members are living paycheck to paycheck.
While President Trump has told the Pentagon to use available funds to pay them, these groups say that can't be sustained. They call on Congress to reopen government and, more importantly, pass the Pay Our Troops Act. Tom Porter with Blue Star Family said it will ensure
our military is paid during a shutdown. We can't let our service members and their families become casualties of this political gridlock.
The Pay Our Troops Act was introduced but did not go up for a vote before the House adjourned prior to the shutdown. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson could face legal action from Arizona's Attorney General if the state's newest congresswoman isn't sworn into office. In a letter sent to Johnson on Tuesday, Arizona AG Chris Mays called on Democrat Adelita Grijalva, to be sworn in with her special election win now certified. Johnson has said Grijalva will be sworn in once the government shutdown ends.
Fair enough. SpaceX launching another one of its Starship rockets on a test flight Monday. You heard it. We talked you through it yesterday afternoon when it was lifting off. As that program continues to take steps to eventually send people to Mars, Jonathan Seary has more from Atlanta.
Starship's 11th test flight was a success. NASA is counting on SpaceX to create a lunar lander version of the giant rocket in time for the Artemis 3 mission in 2027, while Blue Origin works on a human lander for Artemis 5 in 2030. Florida Congressman Mike Haradopoulos toured both companies' Space Coast facilities last month and says he's confident the U.S. is on track to beat China to the resource-rich lunar South Pole.
It's not just for American success. I think it's vital that people recognize this is for the world. We share the values of freedom and opportunity and making sure that we look out for our planet. We need to do the same thing with the moon in a smart way.
In Atlanta, Jonathan Seary, Fox News.
Starting today, Meta announced new changes to Instagram, adding more protection for teenagers. Madison Allworth has more.
Meta has built an AI to run over the hundreds of millions of pieces of content that are produced on Instagram every day. And the accounts and individual videos that are not appropriate for teens are removed from their accounts. And parents can now make the standards even more restrictive if they want. This is all a change announced just today. It comes a little more than a year after these teen accounts were first announced. And also shortly after New York City filed a case against all major social media companies, including Meta, saying that they keep kids on their platforms for as long as possible at a detriment to their health in order to make a profit.
Okay, coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk some sports. Coming up on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. As President Trump honors the life and legacy of political activist Charlie Kirk by posthumously awarding him the highest civilian honor weeks after his death.
It's my privilege to posthumously award Charles James Kirk our nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Thank you.
The Turning Point USA founder was fatally shot while hosting an event at Utah Valley State University. 2 weeks into this government shutdown, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is warning House Speaker Mike Johnson if something's not done about cuts to health care before open enrollment November 1st, his state will see the worst of it.
The congressional district that Speaker Johnson represents, you're talking about thousands of people in his district who are about to experience a 379% premium increase.
Republicans say they're willing to discuss health care. Americans listening to Fox News.
This is
is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Pat Kraft must make 2 phone calls in his head coaching search at Penn State. His first call must be to Nick Saban, and because of the NIL era, the legendary coach will say no. Pat's next call then has to be to Urban Meyer, and I'm not so sure what that response would be, but it's a call that has to be made, because if Urban does say yes, then Penn State would actually be a championship contender. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to kick off the fun? Chumba Casino is your go-to game plan. During halftime or overtime, from spinning slots to instant scratch-style cards, it's like running the perfect play. All from home. New players score a free welcome bonus and daily logins with a shot at some serious prizes every time you play. Get in the game and visit ChumbaCasino.com today. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Fall is here, and White Sands Electric wants to remind you it's the perfect time of year for safety upgrades, like replacing that antique breaker panel or adding surge protection. Also, it's getting darker earlier, and White Sands Electric wants their commercial clients to know their 42-foot and 65-foot bucket trucks and their 126-foot boom lift can take care of virtually any exterior lighting repairs or upgrades. Call 850-433-6080 or visit whitesandselectric.com today.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk all things Beach-a-ween for Friday, plus the Pensacola Interstate Fair and some good news from the Condé Nast Traveler's Guide.
Thursday at 10, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Exciting news! The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stores.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today.
From News Radio 92.3.
Informative. Local. Dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
New details have emerged regarding three lawsuits initiated against Jay Hospital and Baptist Healthcare. In February, it was reported that several hospital employees captured unauthorized and demeaning photographs of three patients without their consent. These images were allegedly shared on the social media platform Snapchat. Zarzar Law currently offering a $5,000 reward to the first individual who can provide photographs that are corroborated and verified as authentic.
Number two.
So if you're driving down Blue Angel Parkway tomorrow, around 9 or so, and you see a lot of people in the parking lot at Target, There's a reason for that. I'm going to tell you about it. The ongoing government shutdown now affecting the final month of scheduled October practices for the Blue Angels. This week, the team appears to be conducting unscheduled practices aboard NAS Pensacola. Here comes the part you need to know about. Fans gathering at the Target parking lot on Blue Angel Parkway to watch these off-scheduled sessions. There is a lot of folks out there.
Number three.
The 90th Pensacola Interstate Fair making its return this week. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons confirmed new safety measures will be in place with 6 camera towers, drones, over 60 deputies, both uniformed and plain clothed, a clear bag, and a no weapons policy as well. Opening day for the fair is Thursday at 4 p.m.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Help Me Grow Escambia is inviting families for Touch a Truck and Treat, which is taking place a week from this Saturday. Mary Ann Bickerstaff, the Children's Health Director for ARC Gateway, had this to say about the event.
We will have play stations and be able to do developmental screenings for children birth to 8 right there on site. Or if families don't want to do it right then, we'll have an opportunity for them to sign up and our care coordinator can contact them later. But we'll have all kinds of trucks for kids to experience, from Florida Power and Light to the forestry to your ambulances and fire trucks, all kinds of fun stuff that kids tend to enjoy seeing.
Okay, there's going to be free developmental screenings for kids up to 8 years of age. It takes place, here you go, Saturday, October 25th, 9 to noon at the Brownsville Community Center. Costumes are encouraged, but no scary mask.
All right, and one driver and 2 pedestrians injured after a car drove through the Blossman Gas Building in West Pensacola yesterday. FHP says the crash happened because the 39-year-old driver was distracted on his phone. His truck went over a curb, blew a tire, and then through a parking lot. Eventually, the truck crashed into the Blossman Building on Michigan Avenue. No hazmat issues were reported due to the accident, but EMS took a total of 3 people to area hospitals.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Penix, a 1st and 5. Robinson off the right side, breaks free. Bijan Robinson spinning down the sideline, still going. Can they catch him? They cannot. Touchdown, Falcons, 81 yards.
On ESPN, the longest run of Bijan Robinson's career, longest run of the NFL this season. The Falcons upset the Bills 24-14 in Atlanta. Robinson racked up a career-best 238 yards on offense, 170 rushing yards, 68 receiving. Drake London had a big game for Atlanta, 10 catches for 158 yards and a touchdown. Michael Penix passed for 250 yards, 1 score, no interceptions. Bills quarterback Josh Allen was picked off twice, also threw 2 touchdown passes. Buffalo, which started the season 4-0, is now 4-2. Atlanta, 3-2. The Falcons, not the only underdog who won last night. The Commanders were favored over the Bears, but Chicago won it on a last-second 38-yard field goal by Jake Moody. Bears 25, Commanders 24. Chicago improved to 3-2, dropped Washington to 3-3. DeAndre Swift ran for 108 yards for Chicago. He also scored on a 55-yard touchdown catch early in the fourth quarter. It got Chicago within 2 points. NFL Week 6 in the books. Next game is Thursday. Bengals home against the Steelers. Coaching change. The Tennessee Titans fired Brian Callahan, who only won 4 of 23 games he coached with the team. Senior offensive assistant Mike McCoy named Titans interim coach. Tennessee is 1-5. Baseball. Reigning World Series champion Dodgers took Game 1 of the National League Championship Series against the Brewers, 2-1 in Milwaukee. Blake Snell pitched 8 innings and allowed only 1 hit. He struck out 10. The Brewers loaded the bases in the 9th inning, but Blake Treinen got out of the jam. The Mariners scored a 10-3 win over the Blue Jays for a 2-0 lead in the ALCS. Seattle will host Game 3 tomorrow. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Since he finished with MLB postseason chatter there, I want to give you a reminder that the Brewers and Dodgers game tonight will be on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola. You can listen to them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app. That game will be getting underway at 7:08, but ESPN Pensacola's coverage starts with some pregame action at 6:30.
Let me kind of reel it in, take it close for you here locally. Discussions are taking place between the city of Pensacola and the United Soccer League regarding the possibility of a professional soccer team coming to the city. If the USL selects Pensacola, The city will need to determine a suitable location. Mayor Reeves has identified potential sites, but you know what he says? I ain't tell you this time. I'm going to hold the facts.
He's keeping secrets from us.
Good for D.C.
And we're also to the point in the college football season where we've got games kicking off on Tuesday nights. There's three games on the schedule to kick off week 8 tonight. New Mexico State taking on Liberty at 6 p.m. in a Conference USA matchup. That's in just under 20 minutes. In the Sun Belt, South Alabama, hey, the Mobile Boys. They're hosting Arkansas State at 6:30. Lastly, FIU facing off against Western Kentucky. That game gets underway at 7.
Here's today's health news.
Well, if you're struggling with depression, this month is the time to open up about it. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. October is National Depression and Health Screening Month. The Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island says major depression is one of the most common mental health disorders. Many factors can affect anyone when it comes to depression, but it can present itself differently across individuals. That's why the group says screenings should be a routine part of healthcare. The Cleveland Clinic says you can't always prevent depression, but there are ways to help reduce your risk, like maintaining a healthy sleep routine, managing depression with healthy coping mechanisms, and practicing regular self-care activities like exercise, meditation, and yoga. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health on Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Life expectancy has rebounded to its levels from before the pandemic. That's according to data published Sunday in the Journal for the Lancet. Data shows in 2023, life expectancy was 76.3 years for women, 71.5 for men. COVID was the leading cause of death in 2021, but it fell to 20th in 2023.
OpenAI is working with psychology researchers and mental health experts to advise on an AI safety measure. Here's Christian Goodwin.
OpenAI revealing it's assembled an 8-person expert council on well-being and AI to help guide its work to build more helpful experiences, noting experts have decades of experience studying how technology affects emotions, motivation, and mental health. CEO Sam Altman posting on X, "We made ChatGPT pretty restrictive," adding, "Now that we have been able to mitigate the serious mental health issues and have new tools, we are going to be able to safely relax the restrictions in most cases," noting a new version of ChatGPT will soon debut. And in December, it will roll out age gating more fully. The announcement comes as OpenAI faces a lawsuit alleging ChatGPT encouraged a California teen to commit suicide and amid ongoing calls to improve child safety. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A link between quality of sleep and your last X post is making the rounds today. Lisa Brady's back with more.
This is House Call for Health. When you tweet may affect your sleep. People who post on X late at night report lower well-being compared to those who post on the app during the day. Researchers at the University of Bristol in England, looking at data from more than 300 adults who shared access to their X accounts and filled out a mental health questionnaire. Analysts found that participants who posted on X between 11 at night and 5 in the morning scored around 4 to 8 points lower on well-being compared to daytime users. Anxiety scores were predicted to be around 1 to 2 points higher for night owl X posters. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
5:45, 15 away from 6 News Radio, 92.3, and Austin Price is ready to go with the traffic and weather this afternoon.
Yeah, hopefully with it being a quarter till 6, we're kind of seeing some of these issues die down some. We do have some backup still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we got some issues on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, though that is lessening. Our worst looking spot is Michigan Avenue. If you're traveling westbound, this is as you're passing the Fast Eddie's Fun Center and as you're approaching the Extra Space Storage Limited, we do have some heavy congestion pushing you back almost to Palafox Street because of the accident reported over there. Outside of that, just a few busy intersections, particularly Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and that's about it, luckily. So it's starting to die down slowly but surely. As for your weather, 83 degrees, going to be a low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow and the next few days after that, highs are going to be in the mid-80s, similarly to what we felt today. Sunny, mostly clear.
You know, I'm feeling the change from all it getting darker sooner as it is.
Yeah. It's so, beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Chris.
Well, let me just go ahead and give you the good news here. We're only weeks away from falling back and changing our clocks to get less daylight, even putting more salt into the wound. DST will end 1 a.m. on Sunday, November 2nd. Enjoy the sun. Mm. Boy, I can't believe that. I can't believe they haven't done anything with that yet. All right. Let's talk about conditions. Improving in the Northeast after that nor'easter plowed through there this past weekend. Now, if that's not enough, let's just move everybody over to the West Coast, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Because over there, they're getting rain and a lot of snow. Meteorologist Janice Dean in with a Fox weather forecast.
The coastal storm that brought very strong winds, heavy rain, and flooding is moving eastward away from the U.S. by this evening, bringing much improved weather to the area on Wednesday. A storm system moving into California is bringing heavy rain and mountain snow for the Sierra Range and sections of the northern Rockies. Flash flooding is likely for the burn areas. Showers and thunderstorms will also move into the southwest and the southern Rockies. Fox Weather has all of the details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Support for Windows 10 ends today. Sue Guzman has that report.
4 years after Windows 11 debuted, Microsoft is officially phasing out support for Windows 10. Windows 11 has had poor adoption since it was rolled out, with an estimated 41% of users sticking with the previous operating system. But starting today, Microsoft is no longer providing security patches for Windows 10 or technical assistance, making it more vulnerable to hackers and viruses. For those continuing to use Windows 10, they can stay secure without having to buy a new computer by using Microsoft Defender Antivirus, which will receive updates until 2028, or they can use Microsoft Rewards Points to keep their Windows 10 system covered. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure today announcing it will deploy 50,000 advanced micro devices graphics processors starting in the second half of next year. Oracle will use AMD's Instinct MI450 chips, which were announced earlier in the year. AMD shares were up nearly 2%, while Oracle shares were off the mark by 4%. Boeing delivered 55 aircraft last month, placing it on track for its best year since 2018. 40 of those deliveries were reportedly 737 MAXs, with purchases from Ryanair as well as Southwest and United Airlines. So far this year, Boeing has delivered 440 airplanes. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining more than 200 points, the S&P 500 off slightly by 10, and the NASDAQ lost 172. Crude oil futures for November currently sit under $59 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
The government shutdown continues, but the Homeland Security Secretary says members of the Coast Guard is going to get a paycheck. How about that? Tanya J. Powers has more.
Most federal workers are not getting paid while the government shutdown continues, but Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says her department has found an innovative way to pay Coast Guard service members. DHS, which oversees the Coast Guard, has not explained where the funding would come from. The White House Office of Management and Budget says it plans to use research and development funds to pay military service members. Last week, the administration started laying off thousands of federal workers across seven departments. According to a Justice Department filing, 176 of those were DHS employees. The layoffs are being challenged in court. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Walmart launching a new partnership with OpenAI to integrate ChatGPT into its shopping platform. The integration of ChatGPT will allow customers to plan meals, restock essentials, and discover new products through chat-based interactions. Walmart and OpenAI's collaboration comes as part of the retail giant's broader strategy to incorporate AI into its operations while also catching up with competitors. OpenAI co-founder and CEO Sam Altman expressed excitement about the partnership and highlighted its potential to simplify everyday purchases.
Another one of the Kardashian clan is in trouble over an ad campaign. Hold on, everybody. Here's Michelle Polino.
Kylie Jenner's new King Kylie Cosmetics promo is sparking backlash, with critics calling it deeply out of touch. The 28-year-old reality star posted a clip Sunday showing herself handcuffed, walking down a jail hallway between two officers. She wore a black leather bra, micro shorts with chains, fishnet tights, and her signature teal-streaked hair, a throwback to her mid-2010s look. Fellow celebs Hailey Bieber and Lauren Sanchez Bezos praised the post, while fans celebrated her return to her rebellious style, but others accused Jenner of poor taste, saying the jail-themed imagery was insensitive given current debates over policing and immigration raids. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Google's Frightgeist is keeping tabs on the most popular Halloween costumes in the nation. The site uses search data from Google Trends to determine which costumes are coming up most often in a given city. Nationally, the top five most popular costumes for 2025 are all from K-pop demon hunters. Labubu, which is the highly sought-after collectible dolls, also ranks high for popular costumes for kids, dogs, and overall decor.
452. Kind of rolling along here. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell delivers remarks at the 67th annual meeting of the National Association for Business Economics in Philadelphia. Happened today. Powell briefly talked about the unemployment rate.
While the unemployment rate remained low through August, payroll gains have slowed sharply, likely in part due to a decline in labor force growth due to lower immigration and lower labor force participation. In this less dynamic and somewhat softer labor market, the downside risks to employment appear to have risen.
All righty, knocking on the door, 552 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and when we return, we'll get what is hopefully a more gracious traffic and weather together update for you. Last one of this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to ease you into the 6 o'clock hour right here on this Tuesday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Foster parents provide loving homes to some of the most vulnerable in our community, including children with special needs and adults with disabilities.
As a foster parent with Lakeview Center, Northwest Florida's leader in behavioral health, you'll have expert support from their specialized team alongside you on this rewarding journey.
Become a foster parent and change a life. To get started, visit elakeviewcenter.org/foster.
That's elakeviewcenter.org/foster.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone: childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The American Revolution, a new documentary from Ken Burns, explores America's founding struggle and its 8-year war for independence. WSRE invites you to a special preview screening on Tuesday, October 21st at 7 p.m. in the Amos Studio. The film will be followed by a conversation with Kathleen Duvall, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Independence Lost, about the Revolutionary War along the Gulf Coast. Admission is free. Visit WSRE.org to register and learn more.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Robert Plant from Zeppelin this afternoon. News Radio 92.3, 5:55, five away from 6. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Chris, Austin has been really hammering away at keeping this traffic under control today.
Yes,
and
Austin
the weather,
has.
Too. So how's it looking?
Well, the roads are slowly but surely trying to get better. Still got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also, just a little bit at the intersection of... We got Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, along with the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. A new kid has come to the playground. We got an accident report just now popping up, just now causing congestion. Right as you are coming over the bridge from Pace, heading towards North Davis Highway in front of UWF's main entrance, we do have an accident reported at that light, causing some congestion. No, that place always is terrible. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week. Tomorrow's high, 85.
Here's today's pop culture news.
A massive victory for the grower of a giant pumpkin who took the grand prize at a famous competition in California. John Saucier carves this one up.
It was the 52nd World Championship Pumpkin Way Off in Half Moon Bay, just south of San Francisco. For the winning weight, let's go to the tape.
Let's see how much it weighs. 2, 3, 4, 6.
That's officially a 2,346-pound pumpkin grown by Brandon Dawson of Santa Rosa, California. He's actually an electric vehicle engineer who says he's been growing these giant gourds for 5 years and even got some help from his kids. If you think children grow fast, these pumpkins can increase in size by 50 to 70 pounds per day as they grow. Dawson's wallet grew a little bit too as he took home a $20,000 prize. John Saucier, Fox News.
The union representing musicians on Broadway has authorized a strike. The musicians have been trying to negotiate a new contract, and sticking points appear to be over wages and health care benefits. No word yet if a strike will happen, but on Monday it was authorized through a vote, and it would impact a lot of shows if there is one. Meanwhile, the Broadway League has been struggling to get a new contract in place for the actor and stage manager union. A mediator is being brought in on Friday for negotiations.
What's happening to this year's fall foliage? Well, here in Florida, nothing really, because it hasn't. Nothing's really happening. Yeah. Therese Crowley takes a look on News Radio 92.3.
There's a lot of crunch and fall, not a lot of pop. The bouquet of blazing colors folks look forward to, not crowning the treetops as much from Nebraska to New England. As the days shorten and the nights cool, chlorophyll breaks down and the leaves go to glorious gold, orange, and red. But with 40% of the country in drought this October, the U.S. Ag Department's Brad Rippey notes the lack of water causes leaves to brown out and fall more quickly. Rippey's prediction, a little bit of a short and less colorful season for the most part, adding the color is just not going to be there this year for some hillsides. Also now there, Canada tourists down as much as 80% since summer trade tiffs, but Americans still enjoying weekend in New England fall foliage. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Famed American movie poster artist Drew Struzan has passed away. He designed some of the most iconic posters in Hollywood history, including for blockbusters like the Star Wars, Back to the Future, Harry Potter franchises. His career started by producing album covers for bands such as Black Sabbath, The Beach Boys, and Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare, which was named one of the 100 classic album covers by Rolling Stone back in 1991.
Absolutely. New documentary out on Jane Goodall. Well, it's actually in the works. Thought I'd give you a heads up on it. Here's Michelle Polino.
Jane Goodall's final years will be the focus of a new documentary titled Just Me, Jane. The film features footage captured during the 3 years before Goodall's death, October 1st, at the age of 91. The film was directed by Richard Ladconi, who was friends with Goodall for 15 years. He said of the film, "Jane wasn't just my mentor, she was my guiding star," adding that her teachings shaped his approach to filmmaking. Leonardo DiCaprio is attached as producer, paying tribute to Goodall. DiCaprio said she devoted her life to protecting our planet and giving a voice to the wild animals and ecosystems they inhabit. Just Me, Jane is currently in post-production and slated for completion in June of 2026. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And R&B star D'Angelo has passed away at the age of 51. His family confirmed his death in a statement and said he died after a battle with cancer. D'Angelo won 4 Grammy Awards over the course of his career.
Terminal expansion and upgrades coming to Pensacola International. The terminal expansion and modernization program, one of the largest investments in the airport's history. The project will expand gate areas and add new concessions to support the increasing travel demand. Groundbreaking ceremony. You hear, you're invited. It's tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock at Pensacola International. You might want to check that out and see what they've got up their sleeves.
Yeah.
More news coming up in 12. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.